All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
All right, so here's what happened. The hearing was supposed to start again at 2:30 this afternoon, and obviously it's 3:20 Eastern Time live right now. They moved it back till 3:30 Eastern Time, so we'll go back to the hearing because it's going to be a wild afternoon. Seriously, a wild afternoon. Why? Because Volker is the person whose text messages we have. Volker resigned his position, okay? And Volker, if he doesn't testify the way the GOP thinks helps Trump, if he tells the truth today about all he knew and what was going on and why Sondland and the Three Amigos, you know, were all plotting and planning to get dirt on Joe Biden, if he tells what he knows, the Republicans are going to destroy him. And they have some stuff to work with because Volker is a swamp creature. Volker has a lot of conflicts. Number one, Volker has been a Foreign Service officer. He was a Foreign Service officer for 20 stinking years, okay, long time. And then he cashed out and he went to a lobby shop and he became a managing partner at a big lobby shop. And his clients include Ukraine, who paid his law firm $600,000 to represent them. Also, at the same time, Raytheon was his client, is his client. And Raytheon makes the Javelin missile. Interesting, isn't it? What swamp creatures do. And at the same time, he's working in the White House. So all this is going to come crashing down around his head should he not testify in a severely loyal Trumpian way. Major malfunction and Colonel Klink over there, Ratcliffe and Nunes, they're going to destroy this man. Let me show you what they tried to do to Lieutenant Colonel Vindman today.
Ms. Williams, you used the word unusual to describe the president's call on July 25th. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you used the word inappropriate and proper. Now, I've word searched each of your transcripts. And the word bribery or bribe doesn't appear anywhere in that. Ms. Williams, you've never used the word bribery or bribe to explain President Trump's conduct, correct?
No, sir.
Colonel Vindman, you haven't either.
That is correct.
The problem is, in an impeachment inquiry that the Speaker of the House says is all about bribery, where bribery is the impeachable offense, no witness has used the word bribery to describe President Trump's conduct. None of them.
Bribery does involve a quid pro quo. Bribery involves the conditioning of an official act for something of value. An official act may be a White House meeting. An official act may be $400 million in military aid. And something of value to a president might include investigations of their political rival.
Hello.
The reason we don't ask witnesses that are fact witnesses to make the judgment about whether a crime of bribery has been committed or whether, more significantly, what the founders had in mind when they itemized bribery or other high crimes and misdemeanors is your fact witnesses. It will be our job to decide whether the impeachable act of bribery has occurred. That's why we don't ask you those questions. For one thing, you're also not aware of all the other facts that have been adduced during the investigation.
Fatality.
I mean, these are soldiers for Trump. This Ratliff guy, Nunes guy, Jordan guy. Why don't they wear the Trump reform school military themed reform school uniform and just declare themselves soldiers for Trump? Because that is what they are. They are not soldiers for the Constitution. They are not upholding their oath of office. These people are literally sitting there making crap up and feeding it to the public so that they will repeat it. But you don't ask a fact witness to come to a legal conclusion. You ask a fact witness to testify to the facts that they know. That's it. That's why nobody asked, do you think Donald? She said unusual and inappropriate. Every witness said unusual, inappropriate, alarming, jarring, not normal. It was scary, disgusting. This is just so, it's so amazing. This is, wrong.
My question, Ambassador Taylor, the president conditioning security assistance on an investigation into his political opponent prior to this administration, is this something we would do all the time?
No, sir.
Why not?
We condition assistance on issues that will improve our foreign policy, serve our foreign policy, ensure that taxpayers' money is well spent. Those are and those conditions are either coming from the Congress or from policy decisions stemming from authority Congress has given us to make sure that the taxpayers' money is well spent or that the receiving country takes the actions in our national interest.
And you described in your text message exchanges that engaging in a scheme like this is, quote, crazy. Can we also agree that it's just wrong?
Yes.
Everybody has testified like that. Crazy, wrong, inappropriate, unusual, self-serving, violative of national security. I mean, and these Republicans just sit there and, Americans know it's a hoax. This is wrong, blah, blah, blah. It was about corruption. And again, the most important 19 seconds you will ever hear came today. Eric Swalwell asking Lieutenant Colonel Vindman if the Department of Defense had certified that Ukraine had met its anti-corruption benchmarks.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, I think the follow-up question that my colleague from New York did not ask you but is relevant for everyone at home, isn't it true that the Department of Defense had certified that the anti-corruption requirements of Ukraine had been met when the hold was put on by the president?
That is correct.
Oh, for God's sake.
So everything else is just it's a ruse. Everything else is distraction. All right. They are convening again right now. Let us dip in and see where we are.
And Tim Morrison, former senior director for European Affairs
okay,
at the National
so
Security Council.
This is the afternoon session. I just want to tell you, Tim Morrison, the senior National Security Council aide who confirmed a key episode at the center of the impeachment inquiry, he testified that a top diplomat working with Trump told him the package of military assistance for Ukraine would not be released until the country committed to investigations on Joe Biden and Burisma, okay? And then you're going to have Tim Volker. Volker is, he's also he's a special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker is, but he's also a lobbyist for both Ukraine and Raytheon that makes the Javelin missiles, but he had direct access to Trump. He worked with the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. I am telling you, if Volker doesn't read from the Trump loyalty script, he is going to get these same douche bags, these same ones. You're going to see Ratcliffe and this Stefanik woman. I don't know what her deal is. I mean, she's from a, swing district in New York, but I guess she's scared of a primary challenge. So she's all in the tank also. Major Malfunction Nunez and, Captain Oblivious Jim Jordan. They're all going to tear him apart. Be right back.